Blackstone Audio presents Captive Paradise, A History of Hawaii by James L. Haley. This book is read by Joe Barrett. To Jody and Leslie and Spencer and Kate. If a big wave comes in, large fishes will come from the dark ocean which you never saw before, and when they see the small fishes, they will eat them up. The ships of the white men have come, and smart people have arrived from the great countries which you have never seen before. They know our people are few in number and living in a small country. They will eat us up. Davita Malo, advisor to King Kamehameha III. The nation that draws most from the earth and fabricates most and sells most to foreign nations must be and will be the greatest power on earth. This is to be looked for in the Pacific. William H. Seward, U.S. Secretary of State. Preface. Throughout recent years, activists agitating for the independence of Hawaii occupy the grounds of the Iolani Palace in Honolulu, the only former royal palace on American soil. They do this periodically. They want to draw attention to what, in their view, was the unconscionable way their country was annexed by the United States in 1898, in the name of cheap sugar and the needs of American imperialism, although, as we shall see, it was much more for the latter reason than the former. The full story of how the United States got its hands on the Kingdom of Hawaii is virtually unknown among the mainland general public, and I began this volume as a history of Hawaiian annexation. I quickly discovered, however, that such a narrow focus could not begin to embrace the kingdom's tumultuous journey.